This is a podcast from WOR.
You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
I really am down with it.
How about being across the street with it?
Get right down to the real nitty gritty now. Let's get right on down to the nitty gritty now. One, two, nitty gritty now. Yeah, nitty gritty now. Ooh-wee.
It's Sunday night. This is the place to be, WOR 710. This is the Taxi Dave Show. And I'm... Wait, let me check. Yes, I'm Taxi Dave. And I'm here with Frank Finizia. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We are at the beautiful, state-of-the-art, cutting edge of technology, Melrose Studios, overlooking the most beautiful highway in America. You want to see palm trees. You want to see waterfalls. You want to see a sunset. Silken roads. No pollution, no traffic. Frank, tell everybody what that wonderful highway is right outside our window.
It's nowhere where we are, but you want to see the beautiful Van Wyck Expressway.
Oh, my God, is that a beautiful highway. Speaking of highways, this weekend, there are tens of thousands of you coming home from taking your children to college, dropping them off at school. Carloads filled with stuff to move them in. I remember the days we used to rent a U-Haul truck and, you know, work is tomorrow and everybody's rushing and everybody's driving and everybody's lifting and they're tired and it's Sunday night and you're on the highways and you got to relax, folks. You got to relax and take it easy. Don't let road rage take over. We'll be speaking with Vera in a little while about road rage, just to let you know. And, you know, I noticed today, I mean, there's this sense out there. You see the cars packed. You know, you can't even see the people driving it. The cars are so full on the highways. Did you see any of that, Frank?
Sure, a lot of it. Cars packed with pillows and furniture, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, just take it easy. Take it easy. Don't speed. Don't cut anybody off. Drive nice. Peace. May peace be with you. Just like that peace, what did they have on the news? Oh, they had a peace demonstration in Newark. Only two people were shot. That's great. But I will tell you this. You know, we talk about a lot of things. And, I mean, tonight we'll be talking about, you know, there was, statistics on tourism in New York City, and there's a Harley-Davidson recall. We'll give our motorcycle friends a shout-out. There was a Daily News editorial in the newspaper this week. We'll always take your emails and your calls. You know, our phone number is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. And we are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Hey, Frank, where can you get from here?
We can get to a lot of places. You can get you can get the JFK, you can get the LaGuardia, anywhere you want.
That's right. Right from here. Melrose is the place, folks. You know, it's interesting. No one ever talks about it, but, you know, Melrose isn't just taxi cabs. I mean, they do commercial loans, small business loans. And, you know, I was speaking with Steve, one of the managers over there, and he brought up a very good point. He said, you know, if your connection at your bank is the teller, you should come to Melrose. And I was thinking, I used to run an association for 15 years, and my closest connection was the teller. And I'm like, am I out of my mind doing all this business for all these years, and the teller is my closest connection? You come to Melrose with your business, folks. You have a small business. You need a commercial loan. You can get lines of credit there, and you will have a personal assistant help you, not a teller. Tell us, take money and give change. Okay? They're very nice. They're very lovely people. But you need a personal assistant with business experience. That's what Melrose is all about. And speaking about business experience, here's something that really gets my goat. Meh. Did you really do that, Frank? My gosh.
That's what happens when I eat sausage and peppers.
There's a hack license, okay? In order to drive a yellow cab, you need a hack license in New York City. How do you get a hack license? Well, the first thing you do is you go to taxi school. And, you know, there's an 80-hour course if you don't have much experience. And they teach you a lot of different things about geography and about the rules and safety. And there's an abbreviated version if you're a career driver. But in order, and in the past, that hack license was the gold standard. You could drive for any car service that was registered with the taxi commission with a hack license. You used to be able to drive for any livery car with a hack license. You used to be able to drive any black car with a hack license. You used to be able to drive any for-hire vehicle or yellow cab with a hack license. But things changed not too long ago. The rule is there. The rule says, hey, you don't need a hack license to drive a for-hire vehicle, which encompasses black car bases, livery bases, car services. And I love my black car friends. I really do. But, you know, there's something wrong if you can't use your hack license, because isn't this all supposed to be about safety? We have Vision Zero and we have safety, you know? And if you have a hack license, to start with, when you take your test, the first part of that test, Frank, is an English proficiency test. So theoretically, if you don't get a hack license and you just get an FHV license, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, FHV license holders don't understand English, but you really don't have to in order to get that type of license. You know, is that the type of person you want driving you around or your children around? You don't have to take a test, the hack license test, which encompasses geography, safety, and rules. We don't need no stinking rules to get an FHV license. You just fill out the form, pay your money, and hey, you know, yeah, let's face it. Everybody has a background check in New York City who's registered with the TLC, and, you know, and everybody goes for drug test, you know. But as far as real, true professionalism, there are career yellow drivers. Oh, they get picked off, you know, with summonses. While others don't, they engage people. You know, David Letterman, may his show rest in peace. Jay Leno, you know, you ask me if I'm unhappy with them leaving? Not at all. Because at least once a month, they'd make a cab driver joke. And not very nice, a condescending cab driver joke. Well, I have news for you. Yellow cab drivers, or anyone with a hack license, must take an English proficiency test first. If you fail that, you don't get to take the rest of the test. Okay? My grandfather came to this country, and when he learned how to speak English fluently, that's when he drove a cab. There was some pride in there. Didn't want to embarrass the family. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. Our email address is TaxiHail@AOL.com. We will take your calls. We will read your emails on the air as long as Frank tells me they're clean. And but we were talking about road rage on this evening where everyone is coming home from dropping their kids off at colleges. You know, no matter where you are, you know, California to New York State, you know, Florida to Minnesota. This was the move-in weekend, the weekend before Labor Day weekend. And by the way, next weekend is Labor Day weekend, folks, just to let you know. But we'll get to that in a minute. Right now, I'd like to introduce Vera. I think your last name is Barukov. Is that correct, Vera?
Yes.
And, you know, we were talking briefly, and, you know, you were talking about emotional intelligence and how it relates to the road and road rage and anger management. I mean, this is a tough day and a tough evening. People have driven hundreds, maybe 1,000 miles in some cases, to get their kids to college, unload, go shopping, and then they have to drive all the way back. And Tempers are short. People didn't get a lot of rest. They're tired. And I've experienced it myself. It's a tough night for road rage. What do you think?
It definitely is, but it's important to remember to manage our emotions, because if we don't, it can lead to some seriously negative consequences.
Like what?
It can go as far as death. It can go as far as serious injury, because when we don't manage what we say and how we act, we can create some real chaos. There was recently an incident with a four-year-old man who left behind four children, young children, and a wife, because he got hit by a car due to, according to what the news reported, road rage. They got into an argument, they got into a fight, whether it was over a parking lot, a space, or whatever it was. It ended up, you know, translating into death. The man died. So, as tired, as hard as it is, we have to manage our emotions. And I have some tips for you.
Well, let me just tell you what I've experienced, what I've seen. You know, everyone knows what alternate feet is, except the jerks who just got their licenses, who have no clue what alternate feet is, or people who like to be, who inch in and don't let you in. Oh, man, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you. And alternate feet is very simple. If there's two lines of traffic going into one lane, first the guy on the left goes, then the guy on the right goes, then the guy on the left goes, then the guy on the right goes. It's very organized, systematic, very civilized, I should say. Well, this was actually on the New Jersey Turnpike. There was an accident, and two lanes were going into one. And this person got out of the car because the other vehicle didn't allow him in for the alternate feet. And he got very, very upset and started taking his shoe and smashing the driver's window until he cracked it. Another incident I saw on Park Avenue in front of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. There was a pedestrian. The vehicle stopped at a red light and hit the brakes, so part of the car was in the crosswalk. And the pedestrian got so outraged, this is pedestrian road rage, got so outraged, she reached over and ripped the windshield wiper off the car. I've never seen anything like that before. But people tend to overreact. So, Vera, tell us what the tips are to avoid road rage, besides, you know, we're not allowed to drink and drive. So what are the other tips?
Well, the thing is, we have to think, what are we really trying to accomplish? I mean, here she took her shoes off or whatever they did, and he's throwing things. What do we really accomplish? You know, we have to ask ourselves. We have the thinking ability. We're not animals, right? We're above animal. So you're accomplishing nothing. You're accomplishing more disaster, more chaos. You're slowing down everyone. Really, we're accomplishing nothing by demonstrating our anger out loud. And we want to give people the benefit of the doubt, you know, not to take whatever someone does something wrong on the road personally. Just give them the benefit of the doubt and move on, just knowing it's just not worth it. We're accomplishing nothing, nothing good at least.
Any other tips?
And another tip is whatever mistakes that we make, that someone else makes on the road, we made the same mistakes. You know, if someone cuts me off or someone gets upset, I made the same mistakes. And those other people make these mistakes. You know, the same mistakes keep going around. And we just have to remember that I'm susceptible to that, and it's okay. Be forgiving.
All right. If you want to talk about, with us about road rage or anger management or anything like that, or any of the normal stuff. You know, folks, we get into, inside taxi stuff here in New York City. I was telling you about the hack license before. Here's an email in from Mike. A taxi ride from JFK to New York City is $52 plus 80 cents in taxes. I did estimates for Uber on my smartphone, and it's $65 or $66. Do people use Uber because they think Uber or Uber ride to the airport is cheaper than a taxi? It's not. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Let's see. We have a couple of callers. So, Sala, you're the first on the Taxi Dave show tonight.
Yeah, how you doing, David?
Okay.
I have two things I want to mention here. They were talking about increasing the fare to JFK for $4, $5, whatever it is. Do you know how long it takes us to get there on rush hour in a way?
Well, rush hour to get to JFK from where? From Manhattan?
From Midtown or from Brooklyn or from Queens whatsoever.
Okay, well, first of all, they direct you from Midtown to probably to get to JFK to take the Midtown Tunnel if you're in Midtown, and the LIE to the Grand Central to the Van Wyck. So tell everybody how long it takes us on an average, or takes you, and about what time you're talking about that you experienced personally.
I'm talking about around like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Yeah, I'm experienced because I go a lot over there once in a while. Like not lucky enough these days because of Uber. But I go when there is a chance for me. But the reason why I'm calling now, they're mentioning that they want to increase a little bit on the fare for Kennedy only, which is wrong. They want to increase everything supposedly. Because how many times we go to JFK a week or these days maybe once or twice if we're lucky, or maybe nothing the whole month. If they want to increase it, they should increase the whole meter, the whole fare. The rate is supposed to go up a little bit because. You know, look at Uber. They have red zones. They go up. They go down. Let's face it this way. They should be treated us like the same like them. Since they're not regulated, then we're supposed to be the same like them. And this is how you get back your driver with the one we lost from all the, what do you call those, fleets and stuff, you know. It's hard to find a driver. I've been driving by myself almost a year now because I can't find a driver. But if they increase the fare like fairly, I would say maybe the driver would come back to us.
So you always had a second driver?
I do, but now I haven't got any since.
What happened to your drivers?
Oh, they said they're not making enough money. There's no fares in the street, and they believe like Uber is better, and they went to Uber.
Interesting, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? If they don't get, if they don't get an FHV license, they're gonna get a summons. Just to let you know, you must have an FHV license.
I have another thing. The other thing, like we have two ways.
This is the Salah Show, folks, with Taxi Dave. Go ahead.
Way to ride. I mean, I don't even remember the name myself. Like Way to Ride. Nobody knows on the public, you know, about this. Like we have app like Uber. How come they don't?
I will tell you this. I don't know if you saw the newspapers and all the headlines about Arrow. Are you familiar with Arrow?
Not really, no. What is Arrow?
Okay, well, Arrow is an app, and it's in 7,000 cabs. You know, it's kind of like the sister to Way to Ride, only from what I've read, it's better, or at least equal to. Probably better, I guess, because they're comparing it to Uber, and they're saying in the articles I read that it's better than Uber. So once that starts, and I guess marketing starts, you know, you can use any apps based on the TLC rules. Many apps will be integrated in the system in yellow cabs to use their credit cards. But the largest by far is going to be this Arrow, and secondly, Way to Ride. And I guess the public will decide which is better. Sal, I want to thank you for calling the Taxi Dave Show. I really appreciate it. In the newspaper, in the Daily News, there was an op-ed written by Ron Sherman this week. And basically, I'm just going to throw some figures out here that was started in the fourth sentence. In 2015, yellow cab owners, drivers, and passengers are estimated to contribute to the city and state $18 million in sales tax through the lease of taxi cabs, $94 million to the Metropolitan Transit Authority through the 50-cent per fare MTA surcharge, $14 million in the city road tax, $57 million towards the Yellow Taxi Wheelchair Accessibility Fund, $7 million towards the existing Wheelchair Accessibility Dispatch Program, $10 million in medallion license fees, $13.5 million in corporate taxes paid by medallion owners, and since 2000, the City of New York received $1 billion in revenue from the auction of 1,200 medallions. So that was in the op-ed by Ron Sherman in the Daily News this week. Charbel, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening. I do appreciate your time on Sunday night. The other day I met with Uber driver. He moved from Texas to New York City to drive Uber. He told me he used to drive Uber in Texas, but he didn't make enough money. He came over here. 6 months ago, and he's driving with the Uber. I asked him if he knows the streets. He said no, he has GPS. And he told me, listen, there's so many ways you can make money with Uber. You can use Uber GPS, and you can use your personal GPS by putting on entering the long destination to get to the address you are going to. So that's how they are making money. And now, Uber drivers, they don't have the urine test. They don't have all the hours they put for, like, taxi drivers going to a taxi and limousine. And they have no access. They have no access to check on your driving record. But if taxi drivers has some kind of violation and has some points or his driver license is suspended, guess what? That taxi driver won't be able to operate the yellow cab.
You bring up a very good point, Charbel. Most people don't know this, but if you get, if your driver's license, the Department of Motor Vehicle, regular driver's license that everybody has, if your driver's license gets suspended, automatically your hack license gets suspended the next day. And you may not know that your driver's license has been suspended for a number of reasons, failure to pay a summons, for example. But when that taxi driver goes to work, he has to punch in a certain code into the meter that opens the meter. If he's suspended, the meter will not be activated, and that driver cannot go to work. And I think what Charbel is saying is that other drivers that don't drive yellow cars don't have to log on to a meter. How do you know if they've been suspended? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's an excellent point. Charbel, I want to thank you for calling into the Taxi Dave show. Hey, Frank. Also, we have Vera still on the line. If anybody wants to talk about anger management and road rage, I'm going to kill you. Move over. Get out of the road. Anybody on the road right now coming back from college? Dropping your kids off? Hey, give us a call. We want to hear about your stress and road rage and how tired you are. And, of course, don't talk while you're on the phone. Have somebody else talk. So Vera's with us. Frank, did you ever experience any road rage?
Me? Never. I need more tips. Vera, I desperately need tips because I'm a big believer in that. I get a little bit of satisfaction sometimes while I'm driving and somebody's trying to cut me off and, you know, I raise my voice a little bit. I do get something out of it, and I understand it's a dangerous situation and there are no winners and all that, but I need you to give me a tip because I really get some satisfaction sometimes.
Vera is going to give you a tip in a minute. She's right now trying to talk a driver and stop him from jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge. Okay, so she'll be right back with us. Frank, you know, John is on the phone, and I think he loves Uber. John, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show. Oh, we just lost John. And Vera, you talked that guy from, you stopped him from jumping off the bridge. Frank wants to know what other tips. He needs more tips, okay, to stop the road rage because he can't take it much longer.
Well, we need to learn to manage our anger. What is it that he cannot take?
Tell me. I find enjoyment sometimes. When somebody cuts me off, there are times, you know, you see someone being really rude to somebody. I got to tell you, sometimes I really enjoy myself knowing that I just absolutely tortured that person who was rude to someone. So give me some tips. Should I count to 10? Should I practice deep breathing? I need something.
Practice deep breathing. Don't torture other people. It hurts them. It can hurt them and scar them for life. Have compassion. Have compassion.
I try my best, but sometimes that turning that cheek thing doesn't always work.
You know,
It will work. You'll feel better knowing that you didn't hurt anyone. People remember how we make them feel.
All right.
You don't want to be responsible for hurting someone and scarring them for life.
That
you
is
true. You don't
want
to take that on yourself.
That is true. That is a good point.
So there's this guy next to me a couple of years ago. He's obviously in a hurry, and he is riding his horn. For those of you who don't know what that means his hand is pressed on the horn continuously. He's riding the horn. And you can see he's, if you could read lips, I can't really repeat what he was yelling, but I was reading his lips, and then he looked at me, and focused his anger at me. And I figured, I'm going to take a different approach. I put my fingers to my lips, and I went, and I blew him a kiss.
Good.
And he got so upset, the veins in his neck started popping out. It made him even angrier, and I couldn't wait to get out of there because I thought the guy was going to kill me. And so sometimes love and peace doesn't work.
It should work. It will work. It will work. I've done that as well, where people would, someone one time was screaming at me, and I just kept waving and smiling at her. I think she thought I don't speak English because she slowed herself down in her speaking, and she started motioning what she was trying to tell me. But I just continued to smile and wave. It eases the other person's attitude, and it doesn't create any negativity. It doesn't create chaos. It doesn't create a potential killing or injury, and so on. It doesn't work. Rage, anger just doesn't bring anything good to the table.
Hey, you know, Frank, this is, you know, this stuff can be heard, you know, in any city across the United States, whether it's road rage, you know, licensing. We have a pretty interesting show, don't you think?
We have a very interesting show. I mean, we need some more people calling in from out of state. I want to find out about road rage stories and all kinds of things that are going on elsewhere.
All right, hey, let's take one of my favorite callers. JFK Mike is on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, first of all, great show, and I've talked to a couple of guys on the street, and I think and I hope that Uber is finally going down the tuber. I'm going to call them tuber from now on because I think they're going down the tube.
Well, it's funny you mentioned tuber. I had somebody coming to me this week and said, you know what? If those guys can pick up street hails illegally, then we can buy buses and pick up bus people at bus stops illegally, and he's going to paint Zuber on the sides of his buses and pick up people on bus lines. How do you like that?
Right. Or you could call them Suber for all the accidents they have. How about that?
Well, I don't know if they have accidents like that, but you're on the road all the time.
Right. Well, first of all, let me give you the... I am not having road rage at JFK. I am having an anxiety attack at JFK because the lot is 95% full and moving very slowly. So in my wisdom, I came out here, and now I'm just literally trapped in a sea of yellow cabs. But we're one big, happy, dysfunctional family here at JFK right now.
Let me ask you something, Mike. You've been driving for a long time. Do you remember when a hack license was the gold standard and you can drive any vehicle if you had a hack license, a yellow cab hack license?
Well, the yellow cab hack license, right now, I don't want to get too dramatic, but it's almost like you have an apartheid taxi system where the yellow cab driver has the premier hack license with a drug test and, we're teaching us everything that we need to know on the street. And apparently the other cars get to la-di-da the night away, and I think it's horrible because the public deserves uniform licensed drivers. I mean, just like one license for everybody, and it shouldn't be all this weird crap that's going on now. It's just, it's very strange.
People are strange. Okay. Yeah.
And I got a road rage story for you. First of all, I want to invite everybody to check out our, if I may take 2 seconds to say, NYCTaxiNews.com, NYCTaxiNews.com. For your show is on there. Thank you very much. You have, like, the Taxi Dave best of stuff. Your newspaper is there in a PDF. So if you want, like, highlights of the show, it's NYCTaxiNews.com. Can I say that?
I wish you wouldn't.
Okay, I'll leave it alone. But listen, one night I was got, like, 4 o'clock rush hour. I was merging into the Lincoln Tunnel. Well, by the Lincoln Tunnel. I was going uptown, but another car was merging into the Lincoln Tunnel, right? And the guy in the other car starts screaming and yelling at me, and I start yelling at him, and we're having a road rage thing, and his wife is mortified, and my passenger is getting scared. And then I'm saying to myself, you know, I know this guy, but he's got dreadlocks. It looked like, I say, it's not Milli Vanilli, because there's only one Milli Vanilli left, and the other guy is dead, so it's not that guy. And I keep saying, who is this guy? And finally, the guy lets me go. I thought it was going to be into a physical confrontation. Then I get a brochure from a radio station that I give money to because they're like a great jazz station. I think it was Bobby McFerrin was the guy who was cursing me out at the Lincoln Tunnel.
And what was his favorite song called? Don't Worry,
Be Happy. Don't Worry, Be Happy, yeah.
Hey, Vera, hear that?
Yes, exactly. Be happy. It's not worth
right.
it. Just carry on the happiness.
So only I could get Bobby McFerrin, the Don't Worry, Be Happy guy, to curse me out at the Lincoln Tunnel. That's part of my charm.
Congratulations, Mike. You did it again.
I do what I can. Well, listen, guys, great show. Thank you very much. And again, if you want to check out if you missed a part of the show, Dave has generously posted his radio show at nyctaxinews.com, and we appreciate you doing that, Dave. Thank you very much. Greg, I'll see you later. Thank you very much. Bye.
When we come back, we'll take some more calls about road rage, about 17th Street, about anything you want to talk about. I said 17th Street because I see somebody wants to talk about that for some reason. We also have ferry info and statistics on tourism and a Harley-Davidson recall. And later in the show, the executive director of Museum Village. We're here with Vera and Frank Finicia. And this is the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
The cutting edge of entertainment. The ultimate in 3D technology. The ultra immersion experience. So real it feels real. Break the chains of routine. Slip away from your daily commute and step into the legendary New York Renaissance Fair. Discover delectable food, drink, and exquisite handcrafted goods not found in any big box mart. Stroll in sun-dappled lanes with joyous revelers, royalty and peasants, knights and wenches all await you at the fair. Rediscover the joy of having all your senses enticed in an escapade back through the mists of time. Come join us in the joyful festivities at the New York Renaissance Fair.
The New York Renaissance Fair opens Saturdays, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday, August 1st through September 27th in Sterling Forest, Tuxedo Park. Buy discount tickets at Walgreens. Performance schedules and other info at renfair.com. Costume contest and a scavenger hunt this weekend. Details and coupons at renfair.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Carry on. Love is coming. Love is coming to us all.
The Taxi Dave Show on Sunday night, WOR 710, the station of the number one radio show for this time, the Taxi Dave Show, along with the first place Mets. I can't believe I'm saying that in the same sentence, folks, because I am a New York sports fan. I love all teams. My Jets friends think I'm a traitor because I go to Giants games. My Giants friends think I'm a traitor because I go to Jets games. You know, I'm just a sports fan for New York. I mean, if a New York team is playing anybody else, who the heck do you think I'm going to root for? The New York team. That's right. Yeah, see? The New York team. And you can take trains. You can take subways. Mostly the subways. In fact, total transit ridership on the MTA, that includes subways, trains, and buses, in June this year was over $233 million, and that's an increase of about 1.5% from last June, just to let you know. People are doing much better with employment. Private sector jobs in New York rose by about 10,000 in July and 23,000 in June. Government jobs in the city rose by 600, okay, in July and June. And New York City's unemployment rate was 5.7% in July, down from 6.1 the month before. Now, this 0.04 percentage point drop in the unemployment rate, that's the largest month-to-month decline on record for unemployment. So people are going back to work, man. Air traffic. Any of you been on some planes lately? In May, 10.8 million passengers flew into and out of the region's airports. That's an increase of 5% from last May. Broadway shows. Broadway attendance was 1,277,000 for 5 weeks that ended August 2nd. And that's up about 3% from the same period last year. Of course, the revenues went up over 4% from last year. How does that happen? Higher ticket prices. Of course, people keep coming. You know, very expensive to go to a Broadway show unless you sit where you can't really see too well. And hotel occupancy. In June, the average daily hotel room rate, anybody care to guess? $307. That's a 1% increase from last June. And the hotel occupancy rate, 93% in June. That's up from 92.3% last year. So there you have all the New York City statistics that we have for you today. Okay, hold on a second. We have a number of people on the line. I think, Virgilio, you've been waiting the longest. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, occasional listener, first-time caller, Dave.
Oh, first-time callers have to buy me and Frank dinner.
Okay, we'll do. Okay, this is the problem that I face a couple of Friday mornings. The civilian hasn't let me make a right turn onto 17th Street from 7th Avenue so I could go and pick up people at the One Oak Club. But black cars are allowed to go in. Has anyone has encountered that situation? I wonder.
You know, I've never heard that before, but I will tell you this. Is that NYPD? Mm-hmm. Let's do an app.
No, it's a guy with a jacket that says security. I think he works for the One Oak, I believe.
But it sounds like a yerk to me.
Yeah, he has a one of those barriers that doesn't let you in. But
okay.
A black car could make.
But Julio,
right
this is what I want you to do. Okay, Melrose Credit Union is having the NYPD Traffic Task Force give a presentation on Monday, October 5th at noon. And they're even going to give you something to eat because it's noon. Monday's a slow day for taxi drivers. Everybody knows that. And they're going to give a presentation on all the summonses given to cab drivers and how to prevent them. But more importantly, afterwards, you get to ask questions of NYPD. So what I'd like you to do, Virgilio, is call me in the office tomorrow, and we'll put you on the list to attend. We're only going to take 50 taxi drivers, 50. The first 50 who sign up are going to get to ask questions directly to the NYPD Traffic Task Force. And you can thank Melrose for putting this together. And you know what? We'll get an answer on that, and there'll be some action on that if you could just wait a little longer. What do you say, Virgilio?
I've never seen it before. Okay, how do I register?
Well, here, take my cell number, which I'll give out over the air. Call Melrose Credit Union and ask for Taxi Dave, and they'll connect you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
Right.
That's tomorrow.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Can you imagine a private citizen blocking certain cars and allowing other cars? You know, I bet there's a little extortion going on there.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. Welcome to New York.
Vera, you still with us?
I'm here. Hi.
Okay, Bert wants to talk about road rage. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show again, Bert.
Hi, David. How are you? I taught a defensive driving course yesterday at Hereford Insurance, and one of the subjects we touch on in every class is road rage. And
can you speak a little louder? You're coming in a little fuzzy.
Okay, and how about now, David?
Just go ahead.
Okay, one of the subjects we touch in the defensive driving course is road rage, and the suggestion is in the movies we show and by the Empire Safety Council and the National Safety Council is, if you are involved in a road rage incident or going to be involved in a road rage incident, the best thing to do is try to make eye contact with the other person and just apologize. Just say, I'm sorry, put your hand on your heart to show you're sincere. Because what we want to do always in a road rage incident is end the incident right there. We don't want it to escalate when the light changes. You cut somebody off, they cut somebody off. And that, you know, that leads to a violent incident. And you can read the paper every day, and you're going to see more and more road rage incidents, especially in the summertime, you know, when the traffic is bad and, you know, and the cars get a little hot, even with the air conditioning. So just turning the other cheek is okay, but you have to let the other person know how you're going to turn the other cheek. Make your eye contact and say I'm sorry and be the bigger person, and usually the other person is going to feel very kind of macho. Well, you know what, that person was afraid of me, and that's going to end the incident, and that's the goal. The goal is to end the incident so every taxi driver can end their shift as safely as they started it, Dave.
What do you think, Vera?
I think that's excellent. You see, that applies to road rage even when we have an argument with someone. You just tell them, you're right. You know, it ends it. You're telling the other driver, you're right. I'm sorry. I was the bad guy. You end it. You don't create any more chaos. It's over. It's excellent, excellent advice.
Okay. There you go. Live on the Taxi Dave Show. Where are you going to get advice like this, folks? Especially if you're on your way home and you're tired right now and you're angry because somebody just passed you on the right side and cut you off. I mean, I've had some crazy things happen the last few months to me. For those of you, you know, who listen every week, people stopping on the highway to make a right turn and get off an exit instead of going to the next exit. People backing up in the right lane because they passed an exit. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. And it aggravates you. It aggravates you because what if my daughter was in the car behind him and she's not an experienced driver? You can kill somebody with your stupidity. And it aggravates me. You know, there's a difference, though. You know, when other people are enraged, I really like that, Bert. Touch your heart, and it's like, I'm sorry, my fault. Very, very good. We got an email from LB. Another name for merging into one lane is the zipper. Okay. Did you ever hear that from Frank?
No, I have not. That's new for me.
Okay. There you go. Okay. We're going to pass on that one. Sorry. You know, I'm screening things as we go along. Christine, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show. Something about
Hi,
Uber.
Dave. Yes. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Christine.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Is this going to be a personal call or can we get to business?
No. Well, it's my first time calling, so I guess I have to take you and your buddy out to dinner, so...
Boy, you do listen carefully. I like you. Okay. What do you got for us, Christine?
When we were driving out to Indiana, we were listening to the radio, and what do we hear on the radio? Jobs posting on air for Uber drivers. I was like, what are they, following me? I'm like, are they kidding? So, just to let you know, they were following us. And while I was on vacation, I was defending the yellow cab drivers and letting everybody know how much they're hurting the yellow cabbies. They got to go. And on the way home, when we got off the Williamsburg Bridge, my husband and I almost side-swiped by an Uber driver, but Bear drives, I don't.
Oh, boy.
Did you tell him you were sorry and didn't get upset?
No, I don't drive. My husband drives. No, but she would have hit us. I would have been able to retire and move out to Indiana.
All right, Christine.
But that's a big corporation. And I love those Mets days.
Yeah, the number one Mets. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
Uh-huh.
But don't worry. It's almost September. You know what happens in September to the Mets.
No.
Anyway. Thanks for calling Taxi Dave Show. I do appreciate it, Christine. I certainly do. Al, You're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Welcome.
Hi, Dave. It's Al. Thank you. Defused a merge at the George Washington Bridge coming in from the Fort Lee entrance. The last two tolls on the right upper level, everyone was merging. Two cars on my left were fighting it out to get into that second lane. And I'm behind them, and I see they're getting escalated. So all of a sudden, the lane open, the guy shows up to take tolls right in front of me. I whistled over to the car on my left to get away and get in front of me and go in and defuse the situation. Those guys were so happy. They got through, and the other guy was left waiting on the to pay the toll. That was one situation. Another one is a, I'm paraphrasing, a show on television, crime scene, crime fighting show, where they don't mention the app Uber, but in the show, an Uber or an app taxi is called. The passenger gets in, they drive to a destination, the guy kills the taxi, the Uber driver, let's say it's not Uber, and now the guy's in the car and he proceeds to use the app and pick up people and becomes a serial killer. The Uber app does not know who is in the car, they just know someone is responding. So the show proceeds to try to investigate why all these people are dying. It's the killers in the car operating the app car without anybody knowing who it is. Whereas
are you in
everyone,
the taxi industry now?
Yes, I am. It's 31 years driving black car.
Driving a black car. Okay. You heard what Charles Bell said. Yellow cabs have to log in with certain codes to turn on the meter. So what protection is there? I mean, you know, we know black car companies get their calls directly with a motor.
Right, and you talk to dispatchers. The dispatchers know the drivers, their personal issues, et cetera. But in the app industry, whoever is in the car, the computer doesn't know. The computer is just sending calls. Somebody pushes a button, and now you're on your way to make the pickup. So you can make the pickup and be a criminal picking up people and do what you want. But no one will know if the original driver disappears and the serial killer gets in the car. This was what happened in that TV show.
Let's hope nobody was watching that TV show and no criminals are listening to this radio show, or we're in a lot of trouble.
Well, that's where we got to watch out and make it dispatch services. Yellow cabs or black cars have dispatchers that people talk to and know you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for calling, Al. The Taxi Dave Show. Do appreciate it. Frank and I certainly appreciate it. And thanks for diffusing the road rage. You know, we kind of like that. When we come back, we will take some more of your phone calls at 800-321-0710. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here at the beautiful Melrose Studios overlooking that, you know, nothing. You heard of the Pacific Coast Highway? Looking at the ocean, you know. Van Wyck Expressway, palm trees, coconuts this time of year, waterfalls. It's absolutely beautiful. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. We'll be right back.
Why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you sick of reality shows that aren't real at all? And laugh tracks attempting to disguise the not-so-funny? Come to the fair. Disenchanted with the day-to-day? Come to the Renaissance Fair. Ready to make some amazing memories with your family, your partner, or your friends? Come to the New York Renaissance Fair. Step into our legendary realm where beautiful items are crafted by hand. Entertainers will surprise and play for you. And our feast of food will delightfully overwhelm you. Spend the day at the fair and know true adventure and excitement. Real people, real food, real fun. Live it up at the New York Renaissance Fair.
The New York Renaissance Fair, open Saturdays, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday, August 1st through September 27th in Sterling Forest, Tuxedo Park. Buy discount tickets at Walgreens. Performance schedules and other info at renfair.com. The Renaissance Fair is open this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday on Labor Day. Coupons at renfair.com.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Taxi Dave Show is back. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with Frank Venuzzi at the beautiful Melrose Studios out in Briarwood, Queens, overlooking that great highway, the Van Wyck Expressway. By the way, Renaissance Fair discount tickets are in the Taxi Insider newspaper, folks. You can get discount tickets for the Renaissance Fair. They're in there. Before we speak with our guest, we only have a couple of minutes left. Let's see. We have 12 lines, all of them are full. So let's just take John. John, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show, and for all you other callers, we're sorry. Call back next week. We'll try to get you in early. John, welcome.
Thank you, Dave. Yes, I'd just like to say it seems Uber is given preferential treatment by the media. I've heard stories of Uber paying reporters not to show at certain events. Notably, one example is the 1,000-plus taxi member rally at City Hall receives scant media attention. A friend of mine also heard a couple of days ago on television, on news channel, of an unfortunate incident with an Uber driver and a female. I just wouldn't like to use that word over the air. I think you know what I'm talking about. I did not see any coverage in a major New York daily newspaper the last 3 or 4 days. I didn't read all the newspapers, but it's ironic that something like that happened in New Jersey would not be covered.
So what are you trying to say about the media and Uber?
Unfortunately, I think they have too much influence, and they're spreading their money around. And it's unfortunate that some people don't have the courage to stand up to them, be they politicians or media.
Wow, John. Strong words. I want to thank you for calling in to the Taxi Dave Show. Folks, if you want to get into the show, it's always best to call earlier in the show. And, you know, the end of the show, I like to do something personal, something about day trips, maybe up to Orange County, for example. There's so much stuff going on. Yesterday, there was a pig roast at the Brotherhood Winery. And next weekend, it's Labor Day weekend, there's actually a Civil War reenactment. And with us right now is Michael Sosler, the executive director of Museum Village, which is in Monroe, New York. It's like an hour's drive from the George Washington Bridge. Mike, thanks for being on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thanks, Dave, for letting me be on the show. And that's correct. We're up in Monroe, New York, which is really just a hop and a skip out of New York City. It's a great place to come up to.
I think they have to drive. Hop and skip wouldn't make it.
A big hop and a big skip, that's all.
There you go. Why don't you tell people what, if they come to Museum Village, which is exit, what is that, 130, is it?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the Harriman exit off the New York State Thruway.
Right, the Harriman exit off the New York State Thruway, and you go to Museum Village, you go to Monroe. What will people find at Museum Village this week,
well,
this coming weekend?
It's a 19th century living history museum, and it's labor.
You're breaking up. You got to get in a good place with service, or we're going to have to end this. You're breaking up.
Okay. You there right now? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. Museum Village is a 19th century living history museum, and this coming weekend, Labor Day weekend, we will have our 40th anniversary Civil War reenactment. People coming up to this reenactment will be able to have a real close-up talk with President Lincoln. Actually, he will be giving his Gettysburg Address. And you also have an opportunity to talk to Harriet Tubman, who is quite a character. And when she's in character, you are absolutely amazed by what she will tell you. addition to cannons, we have some horses. There's lots of soldiers to talk to. It's learning about history, but it's having fun. You know, there's a battle that happens, so people will get up close and see what happens, especially when that cannon blasts off, your ears are going to rock. But it's a really great time.
Is there any food there?
Absolutely, there's food. Our snack bar is open. We'll have all kinds of food there. Our gift shop, there are sutlers who are the merchants of the 19th century Civil War. So you'll be able to pick up all kinds of different stuff. It really is an all-day affair. We're at the museum from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Saturday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. You can spend the entire day there because in addition to the Civil War reenactment, we have over 20 buildings on our museum that you'll be able to visit. It's everything from the apothecary, which is the drugstore, to the one-room schoolhouse. You'll be able to make you'll see the blacksmith. You'll be able to make a candle, see the broom shop. So it's an all-day affair where you're really going to learning,
Michael,
having fun.
Mike, I want to thank you for calling into the Taxi Dave Show. Mike Sussler, Executive Director, Museum Village. You want a great day trip for the family? Come up to Monroe, New York, and go to Museum Village. Frank Venezia, thank you. All our callers, all our listeners, keep making us number one. I am Taxi Dave, and we will be back next week, hopefully next week, live from another city. It's going to be a surprise, and Taxi! I gotta go now. Yeah!
The proceeding was a paid program.